Fire officials say this year is on par with 2014 and 15, two of the worst seasons on record in the Northwest. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, things are ramping up nearly a month earlier than previous years, and resources are stretched thin.
In Washington alone, nearly 95% of the state is facing high or extremely high fire danger, according to the Department of Natural Resources. And three-quarters of the personnel that work permanent or seasonal fire jobs for the department are already assigned to fires. In Oregon, things aren't much different. Rachel Politz is the public affairs officer for the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area.
We're now officially at preparedness level 5, or PL5. That's an indication of how many resources are available to help out on major fires and incidences.
She says resources are already taxed.
It is just really early in the season for us to be seeing this.
The Northwest Interagency Coordination Center is tracking 21 large fires in the region. Currently, they're all fully staffed. Spokeswoman Carol Connolly says those firefighters will be reassigned as new fires start.
We're kind of doing like a lend-lease type of situation, you know, where if one fire needs, say, a hotshot crew for an operational period, then another fire will loan them that crew to, you know, to get their mission done.
Connolly says the public will start to see more outreach in an attempt to limit the number of human-caused fires. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.